Recording is now started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the NCSGEC meeting on the 4th of September, 2015. On the call today, we have Rafiq Demick, Joan Kern, Tapani Teravani, and Robin Grum. We have apologies from Rudy Van Snick and Klaus. From staff, we have myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Klaus.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks for everyone for attending. Yes, who is speaking?
I apologize. I think I said in back over to you, Klaus, which I meant Rafiq, so I apologize about that.
Okay. not sure. Okay. Yes. Thanks for everyone for attending. Rudy and Klaus cannot attend. I think changing from the call because the election call maybe just kind of created some issue. However, we will try to go through the application and do a review. And if we have some question, we can that will help us. Unfortunately, also Mariam cannot be in the call because she is sick. So we'll have to take note myself. Well, that's great. Joanne is with us, so maybe she can have. Joanne, can you please send me a Gmail account so I can give you access to the spreadsheet so you can see? Okay. Oh, in fact, I can see. Good. Yeah, please try to access to this doc. So, Joanne is NPOC membership chair. So, she's with us today. okay, so let's start first with the first applicant, Miguel Ignacio Estrada. While this is, he applied again, while I was checking, it sounds that he was, he applied before. If you will find it in under review individual tab. And in that time, we asked some question because he works for the NIC Argentina. So we were trying to check if he is, participating in individual in his individual capacity, and he say that his reply, you can find it, I want to become a member of NCNG since I am an active member of some informal internet policy discussion group, and I would like to be involved in policy making at ICANN. I also maintain an IG related news channel that intends to inform Black community in policy development and change on the region. I would enjoy being a part of your discussion on first order first to gain more knowledge on the issue you discussed, and next to be active part on it. He sent several email to ask about the status of his application. He's also an ICANN fellow in Buenos Aires. So, yeah, I think he has a strong interest, and he responded to our question. So he sounds that he wants to participate in his own capacity, but I'm looking to hear from you. Tapani?
Tapani speaking, for the record. I'm looking at his website, and it doesn't seem to work. Otherwise, he's convincing, but it's kind of so slightly concerned. But joining us as an individual who is concerned, so that's not really a reason to stop him, and he's replied, he's active enough, and I don't see any strong enough connection with Nicaragua and Argentina, so I would let him in, unless something else comes up. I haven't thought of it.
Sorry, Robin, I cannot hear you. So you will use the dine-in. Antoine Ridore. He's also a fellow, and he also contacted us through Janice to ask about the status of his application, so that show that he has interest. He put as reference at least one of fellow. He's also an NCSG member, Krishna Kumar, and he described his interest. So, please review this.
Hi, this is Terry. It looks like everyone's line is muted except for Rafiq's at this time, and Robin has joined us on the telephone.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Okay, let's ask Tapani.
I can't really find anything to speak against Mr. Ridore here. He's an ICANN fellow, and the description looks good to me. So, unless someone knows something that's not shown here, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Stephanie? Robin?
This is Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, Robin, we can hear you.
Okay, so I'm on the phone now. Not sure why you couldn't hear me before over the Adobe Connect. But yeah, I vote yes on this application also. Looks complete, and I see no reason, no red flags or any reason to have questions with it, so I vote yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Next. Okay. So just maybe to clarify, all those are now we vote for them, and we will send the email to the list asking Grudy and Klaus to go through and give them like just 1 week for that. If there is no objection for some members, we can consider them as approved. I think we agree on this. We did that before, and we can do it again. So, you think it's okay? Okay, I don't hear any objection, so it sounds okay. Next member, applicant, it's Renato Leti Montero. He's a Brazilian, and he put really long, explanation. I reached him in Twitter with our NCIG account. And by the way, we met him, if I recall correctly, in Singapore last year, if you remember, Robin. So he's a research and an academic involved on internet governance. So, yeah. And he attended the ICANN meeting in Singapore. So. It's his website, Tatani. Yeah, it works for me. Tapani? No, Tapani, we cannot hear you. Okay, thanks. Robin?
This is Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I vote yes also.
Okay, good. Let me write that up. Okay. Thanks. So let's move to the next. The next is Coker. Let me find his name. From New Zealand, Hino Fardane, and he's an ICANN alumni. Okay, let me check. Okay, I don't think his name is just Coker here, so we need to check information or how. Stefani?
I guess the mic still doesn't work. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you well.
You can? Okay. I think we must ask Ms. Coker about if the name is complete.
Okay. We need to clarify that. Okay. So I'm sending email to get the full name. Robin?
Yes, I agree. Sounds like we just need to get his complete name, but I don't expect there will be a problem admitting him once we have that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we need to get accurate information at the beginning. After, it will be really hard to fix them afterwards. Okay, the next. So, Raul Plumer. Okay, someone is applying for SUMI. Okay, let me ask Stepan. Do you know this person?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Stepan. Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, Stepan, we can hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I know Raul. He's an FE member in ECHO. Okay, so yeah, I know him. He's a young FE member who asked about ICANN stuff, and I told him to go ahead and apply to NCUC, and he did. And well, you can see he's got his own website there with the Finnish letters in the middle. But what a boo. And yeah, I have certainly would vote yes for him.
Okay, I mean, I'm applying from SUMI. I mean, we don't have that often.
Yeah, that's Finland. That's Finland in Finnish. SUMI is Finland in Finnish, as it were.
Yeah, I think he wants to make a point. I think he sounds legit. I mean, he's also board member of the Electronic Frontier Finland, and
yes.
Also member of the Pirate Party. So probably he knows Jonas and so on. Okay. Well,
certainly non-commercial.
Yeah. Sounds good for me. I mean, that's a different perspective. Robin?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So I vote yes on this application also, and I'm excited to be welcoming a Pirate Party Finland member into our ranks. Let's see if we can get some more Pirate Party folks to join from all the different countries.
Be careful of what you wish, Robin. Be careful of what you need to see what's happening in Pirate Party International to be careful. They are kind of fighting each other. Anyway, that's just for fun. The next is Roberto Pizzato. He's from Italy. Yeah, and he worked with Stefania, and I met him in Amsterdam in April when I was there. I was there for the cybersecurity conference. So yeah, he also do some research for Tactical Technology Collective. And so I think Stefania convinced him to join. He is doing stuff on related to internet, and I think you can read his description. So.
Looks good to me. Yeah, I see nothing against him, and his LinkedIn page looks good enough to me, and if Stefania is recommending him, yeah, I vote yes.
Good. Thanks. Robin?
I vote yes also. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, coming from the activist side, that can be interesting background. Okay, the next, Frank Ross from United States, Ohio. It sounds he has really technical background. Say that he's a network engineer. And he shared some websites. So. for network engineer a website down. Let's see, that can happen. T'as parlé?
Hi, Rafik. Well, again, I don't see anything against him. Seems to be he's interested for proper reasons, and even though his personal website is down, then, well, that's rather common enough. So I think I'll vote yes, unless someone can point out something I have missed.
I mean, I see that he has a technical background, and you talk about DNS and naming, so I guess, yeah, he can have some, he can differentiate about GTLD, and he said that he is involved with in integration and non-profit organization, I think, in a volunteering basis, so yeah. Looks legit for me, yeah. Robin?
I vote yes. He appears to meet the criteria, so put me down as a yes. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. The next. Alege Cisse from Gambia. Don't see the fellowship. Fellow? Referring to Shakil Ahmed and Mamadou Lou, who are two NCAG members. Tapani?
Seems to me that all the criteria is ICANN fellow, being as NOS 2 has been recommended by two members. I think no reason to vote against him, so voting yes.
Thanks. Robin?
Yes. I will vote yes also, but I'm a few things in the in his application kind of struck me as a little bit odd, you know, like working with police to train them on security issues. I just wonder if he might be more closely affiliated with government than we might realize, but I guess there really isn't anything here in that application to conclude that. So I'll say yes, but I did just want to raise that one flag, just that, see if anyone else maybe had a thought on that or if I'm seeing something that isn't there. Thanks.
Thanks, Robin. I think he said that he served as assistant IT manager and network administrator in his organization. And he did the training. He coordinated nationwide training and sensitization. That's a nice word too, with the University ICT Association student. And also conduct some training on computer security. So, well, he did training, but that doesn't mean necessarily being linked to government. Let's think. One sec. If he's a fellow, we can find how he listed himself. So one sec, please. So when they apply, they have to select to which group they think they are linked. Okay. Good catch, Robin. In the ICANN fellowship, he affiliates himself as part of the government. So I guess, yeah. We can ask him some questions. So, Robin, what you would like to ask him exactly? Robin?
Yeah, since he's listed himself as government, let's go back and ask him about that. Make sure he understands that the NCSG isn't the place for people affiliated with the government to do advocacy work or that sort of thing. So just maybe a follow-up conversation with him. Thanks.
Okay. Tapani, what do you think?
Yeah, I guess that's reasonable enough that the points have been raised are fair enough, so asking for clarification won't hurt. Let's do that.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. The next is just duplication. I think he wanted to be sure that we consider, so we can ignore that. So we can go to row number 11, Jason Laker from San Jose, California. And, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Something that he got in touch because if you say application to stand for leadership position, this is probably NOMCOM process. So that's quite interesting. Stepani?
Hello, Rafik.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yes, I noted in the chat that Lakers has listed both constituencies in its constituency selection. I presume that's just a typo or error, but it does suggest he may not have read the application form clearly enough or something. We might ignore that or ask him to clarify, but since individuals can't apply to NPOC anyways. Otherwise, I see no reason against him. It's very good.
Okay. I think that's yes.
Yeah, I can count that.
Robin? Yes.
Yes. He does appear to meet the criteria for the NCSG application, so I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. I think there's some people mistake when they join constituency, but we know that individually they cannot join NPOC, so we can discard that anyway. Okay. Going to the next. This is, just strange, because Jean Laprise is already a member, so I have no idea why he's applying again. So, I don't know why.
Well, it says here, I thought I already was a member until a friend disabused me of that notion. I don't know what he means by that, but... clarify with him.
He's referring to Milton and Alejandro Pichante. Okay. So, I think we should not spend time. He's already a member, and that's it. I will send him email to ask why. That's good to know the reason. Now it even become kind of suspicious if he's a member or not. Let me check one quickly. Yes, he was approved in October 2014. Well, okay. Okay. Anyway. Let's move to the next. Samuel Akinsula from Botswana. He heard about, he's a member of this. He's a member of AFCTA. Okay. And he heard from Rudy about NCHG. Tapani?
Hi, Rafik. I would like to get to know which of these are these real LinkedIn page, but there are half a dozen, I can tell us, even from Botswana, because the one given doesn't seem to work. And I'd also like to clarify what about the constituency selection, even though, again, individuals can join NPOC, so we can ignore that and assume it's NCOC. But it does give the impression that he doesn't quite know what he's applying to. So
yes,
I'm not sure that it doesn't stop, but the risk description looks good enough. So well, what do you think, Robin? I'm not strongly opposed here. I'm just trying to little feeling that it's a bit like to get. Getting the right LinkedIn page to begin with would be nice to have an extra connection here. The maximum number of working contact information in the data member database would be nice in case people disappear and then we don't know where they are. So it would be nice to ask for that. But otherwise, I'd be ready to vote yes.
Robin?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who this person is also, because there seem to be a few people with that name on LinkedIn, and I'm not finding the name of the organization that he mentioned his application here, AFICTA, on any of them, so I'm not sure who we're actually dealing with here. We might need to get some clarifying information, some identifying information, just so we know.
After, I think it's a private sector organization. They have their own summit now about ICT. Yeah, I mean, you can ask him for clarification. The LinkedIn I cannot access. I mean, it's a return error. So what do you want to ask him here? What the question exactly?
I would just point out that the LinkedIn page that he submitted as his identifying information wasn't accurate, and so could he just correct that? Thanks.
Okay. Tapani?
Yes, agreed. Let's do just that.
Yeah, you don't want another information? I mean, just to avoid back and forth and, you know, it's better to ask some question now and then just later. Okay, if you are fine, fine, there it is. Okay. Okay. So let's go to organization now. It's in the second. Tab. So organization. This is the Observer Research Foundation, and this is the organization that is newly joined by Aaron. I think you know him. He know, I can NCAG pretty well, and I think he put mission and so on, details about the organization, so please have a look there. Tony?
I have nothing I can think of against him or this foundation. I don't know him, and everything looks good to me, so yes.
Okay. Robin, I think you already voted yes.
That's right, I vote yes.
Okay. Thanks. The next is also a strange case. I don't know why Sunil applied again. I mean, he is really aware about NCHE and several of CIS members active in the list. So I will ask him why. Maybe there was some confusion here. I don't know. Already a member. So what do you think? Tapani?
Well, since they are already a member, the only point that I have to ask is maybe verify that did they get a check-in request or something? Is there, have they lost their contact information? Did they check in, by the way, for the book? That might have been worth looking
okay.
at. I didn't... Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure. Robin?
Yeah, it's just odd that they applied again when they're already members and are even active on the list, so maybe just a conversation about why they're reapplying if they thought they had been dropped, if they didn't realize they were members, or, you know, just a conversation to see what where the disconnect is here, because they've been members for a while and pretty active as far as I can tell. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, he asked me like 1 week ago to add one of their intern as the observer in the mailing list, so what? Anyway, okay. Let's move to the next. This is the, how to say, maybe it's, we can be done quickly. It's the, in the under review that we tried last time, but we cannot approve them. So let's start with the first, Mohit Tiwari from India. We asked it for more information, what are the interests. The email was sent, but no response. And I think, as we agreed, it's one of our rules here. If we send email and there is no response, we can consider that it's rejected, and we just give them chance again when we send a rejection to respond. If they don't, so they are not approved. So, what do you think here, Tapani?
Yeah, if we got no response for a query, then reject. I think that's clear enough. Whether it's because they don't care enough to reply or the email doesn't work, either way, I don't think we can handle members we can't contact.
Okay.
So,
I think just no response, I mean, yeah. Okay. Next is Adrian Mazon from Costa Rica. Also no response. He asked, try to ask for confirmation, so. I think the same here. Tapani, Robin?
Yes, same here. Reject because no reply.
Anyone, any applicant who hasn't responded, my vote is a no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I think it will be easy for several cases. The third, I think it's the same. No response, so I think, yeah. Just going... Okay, guys, let me edit. I think when you try to edit at the same time, Google Doc behaves strangely, so I will input. What happened? Okay, I think the same for number 4, no response. In row number 5, Sergey, same, no response. Row number 6. No response. So reject. Wow. It's too high rate of no response. That's not good. Row number 7, the same. Number 8, same. Okay, number 9, same. Number 10, same. Okay, number 11. Number 12. Number 13. Okay, I think it will be easy to find if someone responded. Oh, number 16. Undeliverable email, user unknown. So there's no way to contact him. Number 16. Number 20, the email address sounds not working at all, so we cannot contact him or her. Okay, finally someone responded. Number 22, please. Row 22, please check. Tapani?
Yeah, given the reply, I think looks good enough for me. I vote yes.
Okay, thanks. And I think Robin voted yes already. Okay. Number 23, I don't think we can make a decision. I'm not sure here. I don't see comment from Mariam here, so I need to check if she sent her email or not to be sure. So, what do you think? Tony?
Well, if we don't know if the email has been sent, then I'm not ready to make a decision. Yeah, so.
Yep.
Also, in many cases, we have not email sent, no response, but we don't know when the email has been sent. And John made a good point that we really should give adequate time, and we can't do that if we don't know how long ago the email has been sent. So if you could check with Mariam, ask her to put their dates whenever sending emails.
Yeah, definitely I will ask her. I mean, it's just a strange case here. Well, what's happening? Did someone okay, guys, did someone change something in the document? Because a little bit mess here.
I think I accidentally deleted something. Sorry, I was trying to copy her website so I could look at it, and it appears to have been deleted.
Okay, yeah. Don't touch anymore now, Robin.
Sorry.
Okay, let me fix this. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. We will send email here. Okay, number, we can go to number 24. Silvia Rosa from Peru. I think we asked her to give more information to the to fill incomplete information in the form, and so she responded.
Trying to get the website open and it doesn't work. But otherwise, this looks good to me. But noting that no constituency listed, but that's of course fine in principle. So I didn't get the Blogspot. See if I get. I'll try to open that Blogspot address as yet. Wait a second.
I am wondering, maybe there is an extra Y or something, I don't know. So it's hard to know. But Mujeres en Política y El Salvador. Okay. So you vote yes, Tapani, I mean?
I'm looking at the Blogspot address, and yeah, I'll vote yes, even though I'd like to. I'd like to send a clarification question. What is that website, Cerbero Peru, supposed to be if it's blocked because it doesn't work? But despite of that, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Thanks. I mean, it was just an additional information. It's not her own domain, so I don't think we. Robin?
I vote yes also. Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, next. Next. 2025 from Argentina. And why there is no... What do we ask team here? Okay, there's something missing here. We don't have information here, so... okay, that's... I think we need to ask him again. Send more information, I guess. Do you agree, Tapani, Robin?
Yes, because the descriptive paragraph is empty. I guess that's what we asked, wanted to ask last time. So, but we don't know if we did.
The problem is,
ask and make sure that we get when and secure reply. So, lead pending.
Yeah, I will check with Mariam why there is no trace here. She's supposed to take notes and to follow up with my applicant, so I will ask her. Robin?
Sorry, what is the question?
About number 25 is that we are going to ask him to send more information, the interest to join NCAG and so on. So do you agree with this, or you want to ask him something else?
Okay, yes, I agree with that. Thanks.
Thank you. The next, row 26, Miguel Ignacio Estrada. We just approved him in the beginning, so I think that's a quick case. I think we already approved the team, so no problem here. Okay. Okay. I think we are done with individuals. And we don't have any pending organizations. So I think we are done with applicants here. Okay, I think we can move to next item. Do we have another topic we want to discuss now? I mean, I thought we should discuss about the email from Rudy, but however, neither Rudy nor Klaus is here. We have Juan. Juan, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. I've been listening.
Okay. Sorry, there is an echo. I mean, okay. I think you observed us doing the application review, so if you have any comment, I mean. And I was also asking because we thought that as the second item on our agenda, we will talk about the email sent by Rudy. However, it's not here, so it's a little bit complicated to talk about the topic, but I think we can discuss anyway here. and to hear from everyone in the call. So how we can move forward. So first, Juan, if you have any comment about the application review, or if you have any suggestions.
To speak on this, and so I only got invited on this about just after 10. So I'm not the allocated person, but I will tell you from a membership point of view, we're trying to align the MPOC membership current list with the NCSG and found some discrepancies. And this all came about because what I know of is about 5 members from MPOC sent an email and asked why they weren't on the NCSG list. And we couldn't find them, why they were not on the MPOC list, rather. And we couldn't find them as members. So the first one, we thought, oh, okay, this is, must be an oversight. But when you get, after you get a number of them, you're like, okay, what's happening here? So our question is, or my question is, how does the application information get transferred from NCSG to the MPOC membership list?
This is Robin. That all of that, the information, the application information, is input by the applicant and goes into a database, which all the members of the executive committee have access to. So if one of those applicants gets admitted and they had ticked the box for, yes, I want to join NPOC, then that application would be, you know, very clear right there that this is somebody that the NPOC representative should flag as somebody to put in their own databases. But I actually wanted to hear more about the 5 members that weren't on the list, because we keep pretty good records. So if you could just give us the names of the people who should be on the list, we could probably just
on the list. We could probably just track down.
So I was speaking with Robin and Miriam was on the phone today, and so we're going to actually deal with that. So and cross-check it between Miriam and I, and we're going to take that, and maybe I can at the next meeting, or Klaus or Rudy could do that. So we have agreed to at least do that for the next 4 weeks or so, and cross-check it. So then I'll answer that. See what exactly the problem was. Is that fair?
I mean, Juwan, we had the call and discussed with this, so I think yeah, we should do like that. So work and we find out those members, and yeah, and we can work on that and share the result with the EC. So. I think it sounds workable solution for now. Tapani?
Yeah, sounds good to me so far. So the only problem with our... okay. Let's do that.
Please go ahead, Tapani. I think we have some kind of echo problem, but please go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to know that while we do have a pretty good records, they are a bit difficult sometimes to track down who has been applied, approved and when, so there may have been some confusion here, and maybe some have applied to NPOC without being to an NCSG first, as they should have, or something like that. But let's leave it to Miriam and John and to work it out exactly what those cases are and try to track them down. So, good.
And I think we will resume the discussion, the mailing list, and also the next EC call, if we need to make an ad hoc call for this, when Rudy can be available. So, but in the meantime, we will, Joanne and Marianne will work, and yeah, we can go from there and try to yeah. I mean, the better we clarify, I think, it will make things, I think, more smooth and more easy, and maybe we can really move forward. Robin, you want to add something? Or try to get...
Sounds like a plan, Rafiq.
Okay. Okay. So, let me summarize. So, for the application, we will share in the list, asking Rudy and Klaus to go through within the next 7 days, within 1 week. If there is no objection, we can consider those... vote as approved. And also I will check with Mariam about, the email sent to the applicant. I will ask her to put the date. I think she can find them anyway, because sending email, so we can find the date. And putting that in the spreadsheet. For other case, we will ask those who applied again why they did so. I mean, it's not urgent, but we should ask. And then, the next for this, Joanne and Mariam will work on the... to try to find out this missing member and share with us, and we will try to do some research, and we will resume the discussion with Rudy when in the mailing list. Hopefully he will respond to us. Okay, did I miss something, or you want to add something here? Tapani, Robin. Okay. Well, I'm not going to keep you more, guys. Thanks for today. I'm not sure when we can organize the next call. Should we have another call in September? Otherwise, then we will have the Dublin meeting. So we should have an EC meeting. I will double check, but yeah. So what do you want? Should we have a call, or we should meet in... okay. So end of September, Robin. Okay. Tapani?
The only possible date then would be September 25, 3 weeks from now, I think.
Okay, I will send the email to EC list and asking about what we agree and also about this to get the date. Okay. I think I requested for Dublin meeting an EC session, so that can be also an opportunity to discuss other issues. So hopefully we can keep the discussion in the mailing list. Okay. Is there any other business? Anything you want to add? Any comment? Okay, so I guess that's it for today. Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.